Welcome to the show. You're listening to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Raghunath. I'll be here with you for the next hour. On today's show, we're going to be focusing on Shrikology, a music project of Shrikal Carol Roach from New York City. And we had a chance to spend some time with him around Kirtan Vancouver Festival in August and do a short interview and do some shows with him also. We're gonna kick things off with some music from him, and then we're gonna get into the interview, and you're gonna learn a little bit about who he is and what he's up to, what his project is. First track is going to be then You Are the Lover from a recent remix album of his, and this is the first track from that self-remix of something that appeared on Kirtan Sessions Volume 1.
Thank you.
That was You Are the Lover, the Streakology remix from Kirtan Remixes Volume 1. So we're going to get into the interview segment with Streakal. And so in these, we're just going to kind of let it flow through. There may be a couple of breaks for some public service announcements and things like that. But we're going to hear first about his journey into his practice, into his spiritual practice. He's going to talk a little bit about how that evolved and how chanting came into that, and just how within all of these different traditions and practices, everybody connects in unity, in a unified way. Talking about collaboration with various people, including Duke Mushroom of Earth Ray Sound System and Trevor Hall. And so that's about it. And other bits and pieces of interview material thrown in there too. So it's just going to kind of flow through those things. Some great music as well. Some tracks by Streakal and remixes, and also some collaborative tracks in the course of the next 45-50 minutes. So stay tuned for this journey. We're going to get into the first part of the interview right now. You're listening to Mantra on CATR 101.9 FM. This is an interview with Streakology. How did you come to having a spiritual practice? How did that happen?
I think, you know, growing up in New York City is beautiful because it moves so fast, you know? And, you know, that beauty of the fast-moving city that is New York, it has a tendency of burning you out really quickly. And so, you know, to this day, New York City is my favorite place out of all the places I've been. New York City, I love where I am, you know, but it definitely had a moment of where it really beat me down, you know, in the world of skateboarding and partying and friends and enemies and yada yada yada. Really, you know, pushed me to the edge a little bit. And I feel like it was in that moment where I wanted to just find something deeper. I was excited to just like grasp onto something that was a little bit more, that made a little bit more sense, you know, had a little more foundation to it, you know. And I was skating for a company in the Lower East Side of Manhattan. And I had one of the owners of the company did yoga, and he would always tell us before we went out to skate, "Oh, you kids, you guys are ridiculous. You guys always go out. You don't do any yoga. You don't do any stretching." And we were like, "What is this yoga? What are you talking about?" You know. And when I went through that period of time where I was just like searching for something deeper, I remembered that, you know. Like, oh, he was talking about yoga, he was talking about this meditation stuff, like, what was he talking about, you know? And I didn't ask him, I just took it upon myself and went and researched it in the nearest Barnes & Nobles. And pretty much reading books about, you know, astral travel and lucid dreaming. And I think, you know, once I kind of found out about all this, all these, you know, extra sensory things, I kind of just like hid myself away for some time and just practiced meditation for like hours and hours on end, you know. And I think that was kind of like my first introduction. And once I started practicing, it's just like the doors flew open, you know. It was just like waiting for me to just push a button, you know. And once I pushed that button, everything just like happened, you know? like it was just like waiting for the moment for me to show up. And once I arrived, it was like, finally, here you are, you know. then all these things started happening. I would have lucid dreams. I would astral travel every night. You know, then I would have these meditative experiences. And that's kind of where it all started.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Timber Concerts presents Coco Rosie with special guests on Thursday, October 24th at Venue. Come support this American experimental electronic folk duo on tour to support their latest release, Tales of a Grass Widow. Tickets are available online via Ticketweb or in-store from Red Cat Records, Zulu Records, and High Life Records.
I think one of the things that was very important to me is that I found a way to incorporate music into my spirituality, you know. So although I got into meditation, I got into Qigong, I got into Reiki, still I was searching for something that allowed me to bring those two worlds together, where I could sing or express myself musically and do a meditation or a spiritual practice at the same time. And I think that's something that kind of fueled the journey and led me to where I am now. chanting came in, you know, because I then wanted to find, like I was speaking of before, I then wanted to find, you know, how can I still express myself? How can I bring in the music, you know? So, you know, I started chanting Buddhist mantras first. And I think I wanted something a little bit more personal, you know? I think also because my background of spirituality was growing up, was a very personal relationship with a spiritual tradition or with God. It was a very personal relationship. So I still wanted to have some kind of relationship. So I felt like Amma actually was the first person that introduced me to Krishna, you know, Amma the hugging saint, you know. And it was when I walked into Barnes & Noble's one day and I was just praying and I was asking, I really need to find a book, you know, something that will be my next, you know, my next thing, the next guidance for me on this path that's unfolding. And when I walked into to the Barnes & Noble's and I turned into the kind of the spirituality section, there was this one book that was sticking out and I knew that was the book for me. I walked up to it and it was a biography of Amma, you know, of Ammaji. And I read it and it was all about how her journey of just like crying out to Krishna and her path of becoming who she is now. And she just kept speaking about Krishna. Krishna, who is this Krishna? You know, I started asking that question, you know, who is this Krishna? And, you know, that led me to visiting different temples that was surrounded that was kind of based in Krishna. And one of those temples was an ISKCON temple in Denver, Colorado. And, you know, I had a whole list of places, like the Zen place, the Buddhist place, the Christian place, the Sufi place. And, you know, someone said, you know, go over to this temple. They have vegetarian food, you know, every week. And they're always singing, they're always chanting, you know. So I was like, all right, I'm going to check it out. And so I went and I just fell in love, you know, with the atmosphere. And ended up staying for 6 years. 3 years in Denver, Colorado, and then I moved back to New York and stayed in the ashram there for 3 years, you know. And at that time I just removed all music outside of just the Vaishnav kirtan. You know, I just removed all other genres, you know, and just focused my whole kind of being in that, you know. And, you know, before that, you know, I grew up in hip-hop. I grew up with reggae. My mom playing reggae all the time. My mom playing old-school hip-hop, blues, a little bit of jazz, you know, but mainly in the hip-hop and reggae kind of world. And I just left that whole side of my life to just focus on kirtan and spiritual, you know, expressions of music, you know. And, you know, right now it's full circle because now that I don't live in the ashram anymore, you know, my love for hip-hop, my love for reggae, my love for all these genres that don't really exist in the temple atmosphere, you know, still with me, you know. And so, you know, I find that, you know, kirtan or you know, the Vaishnav, you know, music, you know, expression of sound, it's just some of the deepest, you know, vibrations that I've ever heard. So for me, it was like bringing both together, you know, like how can I bring together, you know, what still exists in me with, you know, the most grounding, the most, you know, meaningful, the most nourishing thing that I can find, which is kirtan. And so right now my path is, you know, how can I bring those two worlds together, you know, so that, you know, the hip hop heads deep in Brooklyn will be like, oh, that's, you know, I can vibe with that. And then, you know, the monks deep in the temple, like, oh, that sounds awesome, you know. And the people, like, that don't exist in either of those groups, you know, can kind of, like, find a deeper access to nourishment for themselves, you know, like, creating, like, a bridge, you know. And so that's pretty much what my focus is. And, you know, more than the bridge, more than any of that, you know, sharing spiritual messages, this is just what's the inspiration inside of me at this point. You know, it's just like, I love hip hop, I love reggae, I love to dance, I love to see people dancing, you know. And, you know, and on the other end, you know, the highest expression of life is that of love and devotion, you know. So it's just like, it's just what's inside of me right now. I'm just bringing it and just putting it out there, you know? So, you know, there's that side of sharing a message that enlivens and nourishes. And there's that side of just, you know, this is what it's just coming out right now, you know, and just staying true to what's coming out, you know.
The journey is mystical, beyond the physical, pulling wisdom through third eye visuals to see beyond the temporal. The mind is still, the mind is still, the mind is still, the mind is still. I am not that, neither the body, so watch the illusions get chopped up just like karate. Absorb the nadis and transfer the attention, ascension from the lower energy fields. Love is the meal, the only thing real, in shades of it we made of it. The rays of it display something amazing when you can only feel its presence. So feel this realness, the mystery of wealth revealed when we begin again as children, witnessing innocence and divine resemblance. Omnipresent resident of the heart center is the super soul, transferring messages. Answer to the question when it manifests in presence is the passage, is the figment of your imagination. And so is the future. Go.
Of the divine kimasabi, design thick, layer like a topic, a lot more than you're taking in your optics. You'll pop this, drop it down in octave, have your pilot parachuting out the cockpit. No stoppage, heavy with the flow, from the head to the toe, keep it steady with the roll. No levy ever hold the soul, we just break through, make moves, stay tuned to day two.
Thank you.
Well, I think leaving the ashram, leaving the Vaishnav tradition, and going into the world a little bit more, you know, it really gave me a deeper appreciation for just all traditions, you know. And I think I kind of went into the ashram with that, because I was studying different gurus. I was studying Buddhist texts. I was studying Christian, you know, texts. I was studying Paramahamsa Yogananda. So I kind of went into the ashram kind of, you know, in that space. And now leaving the ashram, it's like, I love, you know, this tradition, you know, and at the same time, I've realized that there's just so much nectar, so much truth, so much joy everywhere, you know. So leaving the ashram was like, wow, there's just so much more going on. Not more, but just like, there's other people that are sincerely, you know, trying to, you know, nourish themselves, you know, spiritually. There's other people trying to nourish other people spiritually. I was started experiencing like Inipi ceremonies, sweat lodges. I started going to all different kinds of gatherings, like you know, meditation dances and like a dance of liberation, and then I linked up with a friend. This is where Alokananda comes in, because we started throwing this thing called Unitribe. And what we did is we brought together a lot of different traditions that where we felt plugged in with, that we felt were coming from a sincere place. And we were bridging that with the latest in the music, the latest in dance parties, the latest in like high vibe food and just bringing those things together. And I realized that it's just like, you know, that sincerity can be found in you can find that sincerity in many different places and many different traditions, you know. And although like my grounding is in absolute love with Krishna, there's so much space for other approaches, and I think that, you know, that's important for you know, to experience that, you know. It's also a beautiful thing to just stay absorbed in your own tradition, because that is beautiful in itself, to just keep your mind focused on that one thing and keep churning it. At the same time, there's beauty in so much in other traditions also, and that's one of the things that I've found living outside of the ashram, you know.
Of notes, I stop stressing and let it be broke. The word of flames on high, just shy of the oak. Leave them all eyes as we vanish into smoke. So light up an incense, the soul we invoking. Devotion like a lotus flower growing, exposing, leaving me wide open.
Collaborating with these musicians?
Yeah, I think it's important to collaborate with people that inspire you, you know, that fuels your music, that fuels your joy, that also fuels their joy to assist them with their expression. And, you know, it's an amazing factor in one's musical career to collaborate with musicians that inspire you. And I think that's, you know, one of the collaborations that have definitely taken me to another level has been with Duke Mushroom, you know, Earthrise Sound System. Duke Mushroom and his production and his guidance and his advice and ideas has definitely, you know, guided me. You know, because he's been making music for a long time. And, you know, he worked with someone that's now on the Grammy kind of council, you know, so he's kind of really seasoned in his, you know, production and expression. And, you know, going into the studio with him is like going in and playing with a bunch of toys and having fun. And I think that that's important for musical creation to be fun. And, you know, he does things like, you know, when we're recording maybe a hip hop verse. Or when I'm recording a part where I'm singing, he's like, all right, do that again, but smile, you know? It's like not many people tell me to do that. Not many people have that, you know, that kind of advice. He's like, do that again, but smile. You know, see, when you smile, everything sounds brighter in the vocals, you know, because, you know, you're using these specific kind of muscles that make your voice sound brighter, you know? And so he brings out this side of musicians, you know, that is rare. Yeah, so he's just Duke Mushroom, just an amazing, brilliant person to work with. And, you know, definitely his genius has inspired me to move forward in the direction that I'm moving forward in. You know, Trevor Hall, you know, did a project with him, a remix project for one of his songs. And he reached out to me for a remix. And you know, it's someone that I've always wanted to work with, and I've always been, like, you know, broadcasting his artistry to my friends. And, you know, I really don't know how that collaboration came about, but, you know, we both have the same focus and the same message in our music, and he's been touring around and traveling for like a long time, you know. So he's another person that's inspiring me to share music, you know, because he's also bringing together, you know, a very kind of like mainstream sound, but it's just packed in his like unique offering, and it's just steeped in love and devotion, you know. And so I think he sets a great example for musicians, and he sets a great example for anyone trying to bring a conscious message or an uplifting message, you know, in the sense that he brings that message, he presents it in such a way that, you know, it's beautiful in such a way that it's familiar, you know, but at the same time, you're getting something really nourishing and deep, you know. So I think that's a huge science that he's definitely mastered, and that I'm taking example from, and you know, I'm looking forward to working with him more. He's has a verse on one of my next album that's coming out, and I'm excited for a lot of that new magic to happen.
Trevor Hall. From the river, no water. Eternal giver, it'll never expire. So the fire steady blaze in my internal attire. Fresh out of the oven, feet on the ground. In it, but not of it. New paradigm sound. This is redefinition. My spirit doesn't diminish, replenishes with abundance. Witness how Trevor get in it now.
Steady in the name like Nitagoranga. Chilling with my brethren, Sri Kala Chandra. Cooking magic rhythm so we never go under. Beats drop down like thunder. Internal acts we maintain as we keep our cool brain. Don't want name and fame, want the elevated plane of the eternal giver, eternal river, the one who makes demons shiver. Yeah.
My strength comes from the river.
Friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, RX Comics, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, the Rumpus Room, the Wallflower Modern Diner, and Woo Vintage Clothing.
Wow, it sure does pay to be a friend of CITR. find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus. Go online to www.citr.ca.
Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. For sure, that's what friends are for.
We're back. So that was... Before that public service announcement, we've been listening to interviews and music from Shriekology, as well as with collaborative work in there too. So we kick things off with "You Are the Lover" from the Kirtan Remix Volume 1 album, the Shriekology remix of that. We heard also the Dub Kirtan All Stars, aka Freak Nasty, David Starfire, and Govinda Jaya featuring Shriekal. We heard from Kirtan Sessions Volume 1, Hey Govinda, Hey Gopal. We heard from Earthray Sound System, Metaphysical Fitness featuring Shriekal and others, and another Earthray Sound System track, You Loving Me, from their most recent release, Rock Beats Paper, and featuring Camille Armstrong and Shriekal. And then we cap things off with Trevor Hall and Internal Heights remix by Shriekal. And we have a few announcements to make before we get into the last track. Tomorrow night in Vancouver will be Just Dance, and that happens every 2 weeks. It's a high vibrational conscious dance gathering starting at 9 o'clock and going until 12 at the Russian Center. That's at the corner of Arbutus and 4th in Kitsilano. And it costs $12. There's also a free Kundalini meditation that happens from 7:30 to 8:30 if you want to show up early for that and stay for the dance. And tomorrow night I will be playing a 3-hour set, and with the theme being Phoenix Rising, as we move into the sun moves into the constellation of Scorpio, all those transformative energies, deep, passionate, transformative energies. We're going to tap into that musically in that 3 hours and take you on a bit of a journey. So check that out tomorrow night, 9 to 12 at the Russian Hall, 4th in Arbutus. Or you can go to justdance.ca. And then on Saturday and Sunday, actually I'll mention first, Saturday night in Vancouver, if you want to go and do a little bit of chanting, then you can check out Enchant, and that's at Unity Yoga and Tea House at East 10th and Commercial Drive in Vancouver. Starts at 6 p.m. It's by donation, some kirtan, some Bhagavad Gita philosophy, and some vegetarian food. 6 till 8 ish at Unity Yoga. And also I know that Sandra Lee is back in town for the past little while. I'm not sure what her... she does kirtan every other Friday or so. But I'm not sure whether there's one tomorrow. You can check out givepeaceachant.org and find out if there's something up tomorrow night with her, if you're looking for a bit more chanting. And then also this weekend at UBC, the Spirit Plant Medicine Conference, the annual Spirit Plant Medicine Conference, is happening. And for more information about that, you can go to spiritplantmedicine.com. Tons of people coming from all over the world to share their knowledge and experiences of the use and benefits of Spirit Plant Medicine. So that's this weekend. Saturday and Sunday, 2 days, 2 full days of lectures and presentations at UBC. Go to spiritplantmedicine.com. And I think that's about it for announcements. Last track is going to be a track by Skytree from the Sacred Singularity EP featuring Shrikology. I'd like to thank Shrikal for the interview and for his music, and also for his presence in Vancouver with his partner Jesse performing at Kirtan Vancouver Festival and doing other shows in town. That was lots of fun, and hopefully he'll be back soon. He's got lots of stuff going on. Go to shrikology.com. That's shrikology.com. And just to connect with his music and everything else he's doing. You can also find some of his stuff on bandcamp.com if you want to have a listen. So, last track. Skytree, also, I believe, from New York City. Very wonderful, creative person, performer and producer, and does some really truly illuminated work, bringing light into the world. This track, Keep It Sacred, Keep It Safe, featuring Shrikology from the release Sacred Singularity. Go to mantraradio.co to connect with all previous shows and also to send us feedback. We'll be back next Thursday 4 to 5. Actually, we won't be back next Thursday. This is we have one more show. Yeah, okay, there we go. We'll be back next Thursday 4 to 5 p.m. here on CATR, and then after that we're actually going to be moving to Saturday 5 to 6 p.m. But we have one more Thursday show left, and we'll be introducing the new Mantra experience that's going to be coming up in November. It's pretty exciting stuff. Thanks for tuning in today. Take care of yourself till next week. Namaste.
Its roots in the clouds. Birds fly by, nest in the sky, come for a ride. On the back of an eagle, the world, the canvas, the landscape, the easel. Yeah. Move mountain sides, the arcs they float, the borders divide. Scenery undefined, the heart blinds. It heeds you to see through the eyes divine. The words they fail, a touch transmutes intelligent design. Pick up the vibration, ancient, new, changeless. Dock the station, the sound, the spaceship, burst for elevation. Visit the place, yeah, our star nation. Keep it safe, and keep it safe, and keep it safe. Keep it safe, and keep it safe, and keep it safe. Keep it safe, and keep it safe, and keep it safe. Keep it safe, and keep it safe.